So another question. When reading Srila Prabhupada's instructions through letters, how should one tell to himself that the instructions hold good for him too? With abject humility, I say here that I am not questioning Srila Prabhupada. His instructions are very much relevant to the jivas, to every atom in the universe, and not just to the said person in question. Sometimes if someone says, oh, that was between Srila Prabhupada and the said person, how should we reply that, no, that also holds good for us too? Is there a quote from Srila Prabhupada to answer this question? I heard Srila Prabhupada talked about an analogy of the sun in this context. Well, not every instruction of Srila Prabhupada in his letters is meant for everyone. Some of them are personal instructions. This question, the answer it to can be understood in detail by reading the prefatory note or essay in the Veda base given by His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami about how to use or how to utilize the instructions in the Veda base. That some of Srila Prabhupada's instructions are for all times, places and circumstances. Manmana bhava madbhakto, that's Krishna's instructions, that's for everyone in every time, place and circumstance. Others are not, just like when, or here's a good example. Krishna tells Arjuna, ma manusmara, that's an instruction for everyone in every time, place and circumstance. But yudhyacha, fight, that's not for everyone. You can make a note of that, tell me afterwards. So Srila Prabhupada's instructions also, I mean, they're general instructions for everyone and specific instructions for specific individuals. So how to understand what's for you through the whole mass of instructions given by Srila Prabhupada, a very large body of instructions. Well, therefore one has to take guidance in spiritual life. Personal guidance is not that. It's not that we can understand everything just by reading the books ourselves. If you read the books, you'll find that, well, Srila Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita purport that one can, I'm paraphrasing here, I don't remember exactly the words, but it says that no one can properly advance in Krishna consciousness without taking personal guidance from a spiritual master. You all remember that? Some very crucial statements.